Simon Beis. Gentlemen, Simon Beis. Here again, some very interesting halachas. Okay, is Din Levishas Bgodim, the halachas regarding to getting dressed and undressed. It's one of those things that there's even halachas for that. Even halachas for that. Halachas are not only for the... yes, there is halachas for getting dressed and undressed. Very interesting. Now, I'm going to do a bit of cheating here. I'm going to do the order that probably is that makes sense to me, as opposed to the order that Shulchan Aruch wrote. I want to start with Siv Beis and then do Siv Aleph, because Siv Beis is really the background, the understanding of the entire Siman, and then we can do Siv Aleph. So please bear with me. I want to just do Siv Beis and then up to Siv Aleph. So Din Levishas Bgodim, Siv Beis. Al Yoima, a person should never say, Hineini, behold I am, Bechadei Chadorim, in the privacy of my room.
Inner chambers.
Mi royeini. Who is going to see me? I'm on my own anyway. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the reality is, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meloi Kol Oretz Kvoido. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meloi Kol Oretz Kvoido. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. So don't say to yourself, oh, you know, I'm on my own anyway. So that's an untrue, a false, and it's not true. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. So, in other words, when a person has the awareness, the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, so that gives a person also an understanding the way he should get dressed and undressed, and really also the way he should be dressed at all times. Tznius, which is the halacha we're going to be learning now, is not only about dignity. It's about real dignity. It's not just dignity towards others. If a person is tzniestik, that's the point. If a person is tzniestik when he's amongst others, and less so when he's on his own, that shows that the dignity that he has is only pretend dignity. It's only because he's in the presence of others. How do others perceive me? How do others look at me? And that's not really the idea of tznius, because really what it's all about is that your person is... tznius is a real thing. It's that the way you really feel. Because Baruch Hu is everywhere. Let's see what that means. Halacha l'maisa. Lo yilbash chalukah miyushav. Now this is talking about... lo yilbash chalukah, Eloyika chaluka v'yachnis b'roshes roisav b'edenu shoychev nimtzak shiokum u'mchusa. This is talking about in the olden days when there was nothing, when people would wear, well, there was nothing equivalent to what we call pajamas, and people would sleep undressed and would simply be covered by the would be lying undressed under a cover. So the halacha therefore is lo yilbash chalukah miyushav. Don't stand up and then get dressed. Elo, rather yikach chalukoi. Take your whatever you're going to be wearing, your shirt, whatever you're going to be wearing, your garments. V'yachnis b'roshes roisav and get dressed. But oydenu shoychev whilst you're still lying, whilst you're still covered. V'nimtza, and therefore it comes up kshiyokum shumuchusi. When you're actually getting out of bed, you actually be dressed already. And here is the point, because dignity is all about the way a person is, even in his own room, in his private area, in his private chambers, not only in presence with others, because dignity is a real thing. The Mishtibuvi here goes into the discussion about socks. Is a person allowed to wear and walk around without socks? And Mishabud discusses as to whether Mishabud goes into, yeah, can you walk around without socks or not? He says that if it is, he said that since nobody would walk around like this without socks, then it would be a lack of sneers.
Bye bye.
Yeah. Exactly. And here comes what the poskim. One second, Stephen. That is where the poskim say that this may be true in the times of the Chofetz Chaim. Nowadays, there's perhaps less issue in that regard. People would walk around. It's not considered to unsneistic to walk around. It's not. So it could be that according to Mishnah Berurah or according to the Poskim. Because Mishnah Berurah, either way, there's always a lack of socks. A person should always be wearing socks. The Poskim say, times have changed.
I'm saying, even if you're there, is that in England, no one will climb the sock. In South Africa, you might, or South Australia, you might.
Ah. Uh-huh. So the argument that Poskim say is that if people walk around without socks, then there's nothing undignified about this by walking around without socks, and therefore you could do that b'chatei chatorim, wherever you are, it wouldn't be a problem. So what the point is that if we're trying to define what is something, what is tznius and what is not tznius, according to Moshe Bu says over here, the point is if it's something that you do in front of others, if that's the way you present yourself in front of others, then, and that's a normal thing to do in front of others, then that is considered tznius, and that's what you're allowed to do in private as well, obviously. But if it's something that you wouldn't walk around like this in front of others, then it's something that you shouldn't be doing privately either, because it's not dignified. Yeah. Now there is obviously various levels in that, but that's the principle behind it. Let us see a bit more what halacha is in that. As if Gimel says, "Yidaktik bechalukoi lelav shoy kedarkoi." Here the Mishnah Berurah says, in the Shulchan Aruch says, you should wear your chaluk, which is the equivalent of the chaluk, which is the equivalent of the shirt. The lav shekidak, you wear it in a regular way. Don't wear it inside out. You shouldn't wear anything inside out. Why not? Pardon? That's right. Yes, it is. That's right. Yeah. So as the Gemara says that the reason for that is there's two reasons, and the main reason is because this is something which is let's see what Mishnah Berurah says if cotton dalet. Let's start with Sifkot and Gimel. Bechalukoi, aval b'shutachas kalam al bushim, although it might be the undershirt, like a vest, even though it's underneath everything, kolch kem b'shap, got him in with others. Don't wear it inside out. Lechotz, v'yiru tfirois ha-megunois. So you've got the part which is normally close to your body, that's external now. It's worn out, inside out. Ve'imri ha-chaluk v'iskana b'nei abriyas. And the inside part of the clothes is outside, and that's weird. And you'll look like a clown in front of others. So if somebody wears garments inside out, this is inappropriate. It's weird. Don't look weird. Ve'im lo nizav v'hafach, im tamit chochmutz v'chlof shavadak v'lach zolov shekedarkoi, shubichlan masni echas v'sholom. So certainly if a person is a tamit chochm, you've got to make sure that you look presentable. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and goes into a slightly different point with regards to getting dressed. When you put something in which is called sleeves, such as what's called sleeves? Pardon? Jacket, yeah, or shirt, or what else? A coat, whatever is called sleeves. It says, which way do you put it in? How do you put it? How do you? Right comes first. Ve'im says, "Shosim shnei tzav al bushbiad biad yeminoi v'yal b'sheyemin v'achkach asmol." Put on the first on the right and afterwards the left. Ve'chaven ki akol nichnal b'yemin minamin bo'al asmol. You should always put the right side first and afterwards the left. Have the chassidim go the shirt? Chassidish shirt. Rav Feingold, no. It's based on that very concept. You put in the right first and afterwards the left. So the shirts, the male shirts that we have got, yeah, they are contrary to that. Because what do you do first?
It's like your sleeve, no?
Yeah, but it's basically, sleeve, you're correct. Mishnah Berurah is talking about the sleeves, but the concept behind it is that it was right and then afterwards left. The shirt that we have got is actually, it's actually the contrary, right? Because we put the left on top of the right, which means that the left comes first, really. So that's why many medaktikim, including all the chassidim, they wear the chassidish shirts, which go the other way around. What we call, I think the women have got, it's this way around as well, I believe, right? Women's shirt or women, whatever they wear, is also normally the other, it's the other way around. It's the other way around. It is what, so that's really the way it should be. That's the way it should be, yeah.
Is that one, the kapotah?
Yeah. Yeah, but even the
kittel,
which way is the kittel?
It's not that way, it's the other way.
It's not like our shirts, it's the other way?
I'm sure it is.
anyway,
you've done it for 40 years, so we should remember it. Yeah, I also don't. But yeah, it would make sense that it's not the correct way. Because this really doesn't come from, this is not rooted in halacha. I mean, if really they're right, halachically it should be that the right goes on top of the right goes on top of the left. You put on right,
after the first. That's not first, that's how you do it.
Right, yeah, I don't know. Interesting point. I never thought of that. Yeah, so let's look at the Mishnah over here. I want to go to the Mishnah Sif Katan Beis, which mentions what you are talking about. Hamniach Malbush, he brings a few points, Aboisai, which is kosher leshikcha, a few things, garment, clothing, getting dressed related, that one should be careful. Hamniach Malbushov Merashoisov, if you put your clothing under your head as a pillow, Meshkach, Meshakach, Limud, you're going to forget you're learning Chas V'Sholem. So, what could be a common,
sometimes you've got those fold-away jackets.
Fold-away jacket, like a waterproof.
Okay. And they fold away to make a bag shape.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about people sleeping in, overnight in tents and in sleep, these kind of things. You may just take, a jumper or a coat or what else. And you put it on instead of a pillow. That's not right. Because if you put garments on your head, however, if you put a pillow in between or a cushion between, that would be okay. Don't put two clothing simultaneously. Some really lazy people, they like, you want to take off your jacket, your jacket and the coat. Why do I need to take off my coat and then afterwards take my jacket? Why, what's the point? I might as well just do it simultaneously. So there are people that would, and then it's also easy to, you gain from both. But was that because you also gain time when you're putting that on? You're putting the jacket and the coat, so it makes a lot of sense to do that. So the Mishmur says, if you that is considered something which is kosher leshikcha. It causes forgetfulness from lesson learning. Somebody does so, he chas v'shalom will forget his learning. You're not allowed to put two garments on simultaneously. I do not know. The kosher leshikcha aloch, as I often, I cannot be.
You learn on that day?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, and I don't want to try it out. The little I learn, every day, I'd rather try to keep it. But it is a good question. What does it mean in kosher leshikcha? But it is very zalochas, and it's very hard to understand what's the direct link. Like, what? Putting two clothes together, forgetting the learning, what's the connection? And I want to add, the Chavasyoye, my great-great-great-great-grandfather, the Chavasyoye, he does write in one place that if it doesn't make sense, then don't bother with it. But the Maisa, these are Gemaras, and it's put out in Mishneh Berurah. So, yeah.
We said to put the right sleeve on first and then the left. Is everyone to do both?
You should do one. You should do one after the other.
That's why I ask, because young children, when you're teaching them to put coats on.
Oh, I see. You want to put
the... You put the coat
on. Right, okay. Yeah, I hear. I don't know, but I think children generally wouldn't be makbid on this, because, I don't know. So, boys, next time you put on your coat and your jacket, try to do it, the long way. Otherwise, you're going to have to do chazal a bit more that day. And also, another thing which is kosher leshikcha is to put clothing under your head. It could be relevant also if a person is traveling, such as on a train, on a plane, and sometimes you want to just relax for a bit and rest a bit. So here again, the halacha is don't, and you feel that your neck is like going all over the place, and you're worried that your neck may not be the same place when you wake up. So you want to put something to rest your, so you can't put there something which is a garment. Don't put your coat there. Don't put your jacket there. put something else there because you're not allowed to put. It's kosher l'shikcha. The wording not allowed is not right. It's kosher l'shikcha to put a garment on your head.
Rabbi.
Yeah?
Rabbi. You're allowed to, are women allowed to sleep on a piece of clothing?
That's a really good question. There's a machloikas. Did you hear the question? Habgidin wants to know the halachas that we're discussing now, which are causing kosher l'shikcha, which causes a person to have forgetfulness. Are these applying only to men, or do these halachas also apply to women? So, say the example given now, not to put clothing under your head, or the other example of putting two clothing simultaneously, as well as the many other halachas. There's countless of them. There's a sefer of two volumes, which lists all the things which kosher l'shikcha. There's many of them. So, would that be a problem for women as well, or not? And the answer is.
Yes.
Machloikas. It's a machloikas. Many poskim hold that, pardon? Exactly. So many poskim hold that there is no halach for women to know the learning. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah which is on men and not on ladies, and therefore can't be a problem for them to do kosher l'shikcha. You know, it's not. And that's many poskim hold that there's no kosher l'shikcha halachas relating to ladies. That's very true. However, there are poskim who disagree. Based on the halacha later in Siman Mem Vav, Siman Mem Zayin, the halacha says, hold on a second. It's true, they don't have to learn Torah, but they've got to know some halachas, right? You want the women and the girls to know what is mutter, what is osso. They want them to know what you're allowed to do, what you're not to do. There's plenty, plenty, plenty of halachas for girls and women to know. Loads. So you want them to know that and remember that. Therefore, it is a strong argument to say that kosher l'shikcha applies to women as well, because they've got to know that. But it is a machlokes, right. And yeah.
But sure, that they come in a time-bound mitzvah, or not a time-bound, it would be regarded as a time-bound mitzvah, or you could have them during the day, you're sleeping during the day. So why wouldn't women be?
Because the argument is not about time-bound or not time-bound. The argument is because it's not something which matters. They're not commanded in learning Torah. Men are commanded in learning Torah, women are not. So perhaps it doesn't matter if they forget their learning. Now there's one more point which Mr. Boo brings over here.
That's wrong, Rabbi. Surely, if the women have to keep the Torah, and this is a mitzvah, the Torah.
It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Here is the point. It's not a mitzvah. All it is, it's something which is a strong recommendation because people are going to forget your learning. It's not a mitzvah.
Is it superstitious? Isn't it then, does it go on the board of superstition?
Oh, that's a very good question too. Now you're getting a really good question. I'm not going to get into that now though. It's a good question though. I agree with that question. It's a very valid question. Yeah.
Is it also to put a safe under the bed like food?
Under the bed?
Yeah.
So that's not like food. Food is a different problem. Food is a svarim may be a problem because of another area of halacha. To put svarim under the table is under the svarim under the bed is a problem because there's halachas in terms of covet of svarim. So the question is as to whether there's a problem to have, you know, if there's the Magen Avraham says if there's a space and it's in your own unit, it's okay. But otherwise there may be a problem to have. So if it's in your own unit, it's normally fine. But I want to just carry on with the next halacha Mishneh Berurah. It's end of Sif Cotton Base. Hakoyre Ksav Shal Gabe Akevet Mishneh Berurah says, very interesting halacha, somebody who reads writing which is on a keva, on a matseva. Reading the writing on a matseva. What's a matseva in English? Yeah. Or the next one is Hamestakel Bifnei Amei, somebody who gazes or looks upon a deceased person, Meshakeach Lemudoi, he also will forget his learning, Chas V'Shalom. So two more examples. If we're listing up the things which are Meshakeach Lemud, two more examples. One is to read the writing on a matseva, and the other one is to look at somebody who's Nifta. So now, the first one, what do you say now? It's done. So Rav Frankel says, what do you mean? Everybody, whenever you go to a Beis HaChayim, and you're going to see the matzah, people read what's on the writing. And here is the beauty of the Minhagim of Klal Yisrael. And here comes the incredible beauty of the Minhagim of Klal Yisrael. Have you ever looked at the matzeva? Have you ever looked at the matzeva? You know what a matzeva looks like? What is a matzeva? What is a matzeva like? How is it written, the name of on the matzeva? It says, Poinitman, Peinun, and then what does it say? How's it written? Yeah, but how is it written? It's engraved. Now, often they'll paint over it. Yeah, but it is always engraved. It's not, so you're not really, that's where the minik, this beautiful minik, that's ancient. You don't actually read the writing. There's no writing there. Really what you're doing is engraved inside it. Hakoyre, loshen is, hakoyre ksav shal gabe akeva. The writing which is on the matzeva. Nowadays, it's not written on. It's normally, I mean, it is. It's not written on, it's carved out. The writing is carved out. And that's where the minute comes from. And that's why, that's how matzevas look. That's the reason. Some people still don't like to read it loud. And there are people who are makbe not to read loud matzeva, perhaps also because of that. So you don't make like, here, you know, poi nitman, avon benitzchok, you know. So there is a problem. But primarily, it's not really a problem because it's not meshekech limuda, because you're kore ksav al gabe akeva, and that's not al gabe akeva. When it comes to the older halachas, which are kosher l'shikcha, all these halachas which are causing chas v'shalom a person's forgetfulness, it's only the way it is written exactly in the Gemara. If it's slightly nuanced, slightly subtle difference, then it wouldn't, it's not meshekech limudoi. So, and finally, it's about the mace. And that's really important, that amistakel b'vnei ha-mace, somebody who gazes upon a mace. Here again, it's amistakel. What does mistakel mean?
Stare.
To stare, to gaze. So if a person, cholila, has, you know, bar minon, if somebody lost his close relative, and he sees the nifter, so that's, you know, it's okay, but it's the gazing which is a problem. And sometimes people have done it here to do that, because it is a person's, and the goof, and the goof without the neshama, it's a frightening sight, and people sometimes are mistakel. So it's mishakech limudoi. And by the way, there is one could understand why it's mishakech limudoi, because a mace is called a tumah, right? The aviyah was a tumah, is a mace, and it's such a frightening, it's such a depth of tumah, that it's understandable that a person forgets his learning of that if he gazes on a mace. Yeah.
I mean, for example, when my mother was Nifta,
yeah,
my brothers were both present, and we were by her bedside when she actually passed away.
Right.
So, but we weren't, I don't think you call it gazing, but we were present for quite a bit of time until the hospital did.
Yeah.
So would that be good? Gazing?
Yeah, that's not gazing. It's not gazing. It's the mistakel bifnei ames on the face of the mace. Also, some people say that but generally the minig is to cover up the mace straight away anyway. They cover up the mace straight away. Fine, Mizon Shvissen, and I will just summarize what we learned this evening before we're going to hear our Choshev speaker tonight. So we learned that a few things are kosher l'shikcha, about not wearing two garments together. We spoke about not putting a garment under the head. We also spoke about always putting the right first and then afterwards the left. And we also learned about the dignity of a person, afilu b'chad echadorim. And we also said, so that's the halachos of this evening. Rabbi said, before we're going to hear tonight's speaker, whose turn is it next week, Be'ez Hashem, next Thursday? You could? We're looking forward. We're looking forward. Thank you very much. Okay, over to you.
The pasuk in this week's parsha says, Vayisra eino vayar, and Avraham lifted up his eyes and he saw, Vehinei shloisha anoshim, and behold, there were three men, Netzavim Olav, standing near him. Vayar, and he saw, Vayorot slikrosom, and he ran towards them, Vipesach oil from the entrance of the tent, Vayishtachvu arzo, and he bowed down to the ground. From Pasuk Beis until Pasuk Ches, the Torah tells us in great detail every specific act of Avraham and his hospitality towards the guests who came to greet him. It says, he lifted up his eyes, and he saw, and he ran, etc. There are seven Pasukim describing the details of Avraham's kindness. Rabbi Yerucham Levovitz commented on this with a moshel. When a person inherits a house, he'll usually say, I have a house. He'll not elaborate on all the details, since he received everything at one time. However, if a person builds a house for himself, he'll talk about every detail from the beginning until the end. He'll describe how he purchased the land for the house and how he bought the material that went into the building of the house, and so on. Each aspect is very dear to him. The more effort he put into the house, the more he'll talk about it. Similarly, said Rabbi Yerucham, the actions and behavior of the righteous are like a building. With each action, a righteous person is building a tower. For this reason, the Torah tells us each detail of Avraham's chesed. Every movement was another stage in the building of a righteous person. May we all be zocha to do chesed like Avraham Avinu.